Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's good to come on the radio and not be yelling and screaming and depressed and angry, because today is a new day. Today is a new day. The New York Mets did not lose a significant free agent today. That did not happen. We didn't get run over by a car today. So I think it is important for me, you, everybody out there, the Met fans, the IBOs, to take a nice deep breath and look ahead. Look ahead to the future. We'll also talk plenty of football later on today, including we're learning a lot more about Mike Kafka, and Joe Burrow has a message to the rest of the league, and another edition of 25 and 25, counting down the most memorable moments of New York sports from the past year. But I am calmer today, Tiki. I want to be a mentally healthy person.
I can see that.
Thank you. I am wearing a T-shirt
that was given to you by whom?
It was sent to me by a listener, and that's the reason I'm wearing it. A guy by the name of Andy, and it's fitting that it arrived today. Andy writes, Evan, no one deserves this more than you. Start seeing a therapist and adjust your medications. And it is a picture of a drunk, hobbled Mr. Met, and it says, you gotta bereave. So I'm wearing that shirt because Andy sent it to me, but no, it's a new day. And I think today we just got to be smart, we got to be calm, and we have to have real discussions. So the first thing I want to throw at you, Tiki, because you're the most rational guy here.
Yes.
And everybody in the audience, and this is not me saying it as clickbait or I'm crazy or I'm losing my mind. Again, I want to open my mind and be reflective of what's happened over the last few days, and I want to move forward. So the question I ask you is, should the Mets consider trading Francisco Lindor?
We joked about this, well, 2 days ago or a day ago because of it seemingly feels like David Stearns is looking to remake the core of this team. Tommy even said it at 4:40 yesterday, 4:40 or 2:40 yesterday when you brought him in. You got to change the core because of the failings of 21, 25. You can't have this inconsistency and up and down roller coaster ride season to season based on whatever. And again, if you don't know what it's based on, then you really need to make some changes. And you joke, well, okay, if that's the case, then move Lindor. Right? If he's part of the problem, then get him out of here as well. I can't see it happening, and I can't see why the Mets would want that to happen. He's only 32 years old, Yes, he has struggles at points of seasons. Usually it's at the beginning and he comes out of it and then he's perfectly and he's great. I view him as one of the leaders and maybe even the leader of this team because of how we see him every game, every accountable moment. He's there. He's the one that's speaking to the media, not shying away from it. He doesn't skirt the issues. He addresses the issues. And I think that's valuable for a team that needs a star that can do that for them. Juan Soto doesn't do that necessarily. Francisco Lindor does. Trading him would mean you are completely resetting. And I don't think that that's where the Mets need to be.
They are resetting. Like, that's my counter to you. Like, what do you think has happened in the last 48 hours?
But you have Juan Soto making whatever he's making for the next 14 years.
I get that.
You have a superstar that you don't want to waste. He's 27 years old going into this season. Mm-hmm. And so at what point are you going to say, well, we reset and we'll figure it out in 3 years? And now Juan Soto's 30.
Hold on. Don't get this twisted, at least on my account. I would not consider trading Francisco Lindor in a dump-off for prospects. That is not something that interests me. And to be honest with you, I'm open-minded to everything.
Is his contract movable then?
Yes. Why wouldn't it be? It's a 6-year, $194 million deal for a guy who almost won the MVP a year and a half ago. Like, I think that's a reasonable deal. And he plays every single game.
Right.
And by the way, if it's not movable, if it's not appealing to other teams, then no deal.
Does he have no trade?
He does.
So you're going to have to convince him.
Correct.
Or send him somewhere where he's going to have a chance to be a champion or elite or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever how he views his career.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's not like, oh, we're going to send him to the A's. That's not going to work.
Well, the A's aren't also going to trade for him.
True, but you know what I mean. I'm using him as an example of a place where it's purgatory.
I get you.
If you're a veteran. So.
I am very open to everything. Look, the last few days are tough. I'm not backing off how I feel, but I'm also, and I think this is the healthiest thing we can do as fans, we have to move on.
Yeah, but
like, we can give our opinions on how mad we are, but Pete Alonso's not coming back. Edwin Diaz is not coming back. This is the Mets. So now, how do we move forward? And I think considering David Stearns has taken a wrecking ball to this team, I am open to listening. That does not mean I want to trade him. It means I will listen. Because right now, why wouldn't you listen? Look what they just did.
Yeah, I hear you. But if I'm a Met fan, hell, forget if I'm a Met fan. If I'm David Stearns, I want Francisco Lindor. He is one of those players that when he gets hot, there's not very many players in the league that are better than him. We already know he's a solid defender, even though he had an error field first half of the season last year. But he is one of those guys that can compete for an MVP.
But why do you think that trading him means you aren't trying to win? Like, don't,
because who's replacing him? Well, so who? What player is going to bring you all of what he brings offensively, defensively?
No, you're thinking about it
clubhouse,
wrong.
Clubhouse leadership wise, who's bringing?
Okay, you are thinking about this wrong because this is the way I thought incorrectly. I said for months, whether on the Rico or here, how do you replace Pete Alonso? Well, you don't replace him with one guy. You become different. So you know what? I'm gonna be specific.
Okay.
I'm not gonna dance around this. I'm open to trading Francisco Lindor because why wouldn't I be? David Stearns took a wrecking ball to the rest of the team. So I got a team I'll call up. You want to get uncomfortable?
Don't say the Yankees.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you think so? You think I'm crazy?
Why would you help them?
Because
become even
I
want
to help myself. I want to. The Mets right now put themselves miles away from winning. It doesn't make it impossible. They can just go out and buy new free agents and change the team and everything could be dandy. Or they can continue to reinvent the New York Mets, reimagine the New York Mets. And so since they moved on from Brandon Nimmo, and since they moved on from Pete and Edwin Diaz, again, I think you are crazy out there if you're not open-minded. And that's the key phrase. I'm open-minded. I didn't tell you they have to trade him.
Right.
If I don't like a trade, I'm not going to trade him.
Don't they have a shortstop who they're paying a lot of money
Their shortstop isn't a shortstop. Their shortstop is Mookie Betts.
I know, but they're paying a ton of money to Mookie Betts. He was the first big move in this new Guggenheim era.
I'll tell you a trade right now.
Spending tons of cash.
You want to hear a trade that the Dodgers would say yes to, and Met fans will probably hesitate at, but if you think about it more, maybe you do.
Go ahead.
You send him to L.A., you get Andy Pajes back. First of all, Andy Pajes as an outfielder had a really successful year last year.
Right, 24 years old, he's young.
Sucked in the postseason and then made maybe the most historic catch in the history of the World Series.
That's right.
So there's your young, controllable right-hand hitting outfielder. We're off to a good start, right?
Right.
Then I'm
gonna. No, he didn't make the catch, right?
He did make the catch. He made it over Kiki Hernandez.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, he made came into the game for his arm, not his glove.
Right. And remember, he wasn't playing because he was slumping so bad in the postseason, but had a really good year. So piece number one, Andy Páez. Mm. Piece number two, Tyler Glasnow, a pitcher that the Dodgers are looking to move because they're going to acquire Tarek Skubal in the next few hours. So right off the top, I'm trying to win. I just added a really good starting pitcher.
That's a prediction, not a report.
That's a prediction, yes. Let me make that clear. So I've just added Tyler Glasnow. I've added Andy Páez. And here's the third piece, which is going to sound crazy off the top, but it does two things. It's a contract that's less than Lindor in terms of years.
Yeah.
And you just started murmuring about leadership. Okay. Then the guy I'll take back is Freddie Freeman.
35 years old?
How many years is left on his contract?
I don't know. Two?
Well, we saw Nimmo get shed for a shorter contract than Marcus Semien, so you would basically be doing the same thing for Freddie Freeman.
Okay,
so,
but do the Dodgers need that? Do the Dodgers want that, right?
Do the Dodgers need
it? Are they looking to... Look, they don't...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Dodgers aren't trying to save money. You know what I mean? They're not trying to, all right, we can cut this cost because then we can go acquire this person and open up this roster spot or this position for somebody else that we really, really want.
That's not who. That's what Simeon was.
Well, it's not saving money for the. I mean, it is saving money for. It's not saving money for the Dodgers. It's making the Dodgers better. You just traded an outfielder who you benched in the World Series, a pitcher who's expendable, and a first baseman who's 36 years old for a future Hall of Fame shortstop.
Right.
Quite frankly, I think the Dodger fan, not that they're listening, but anyone in LA would say, "Of course, I'd make that trade." Like, why the hell wouldn't I? And I ask the Met fan, and this is obviously never going to happen, but I'm putting together the frameworks of trades that I would be listening to.
Right.
Young outfielder, stud starting pitcher, and temporarily a veteran leader for the next two seasons.
Yeah, the problem is...
Is that crazy?
No, it's not. But the problem is I don't want to get rid of Francisco Lindor if I'm a Met fan.
I don't want to get rid of him either, Teak, but I didn't want to get rid of Pete Alonso or Edwin Diaz either.
Yeah, but they were both free agents. It was convenient to get rid of them. If you start moving guys... Nimmo is a completely different situation because we kind of felt the writing was on the wall. They were helping solve a problem for the Texas Rangers. It is what it is. It was mutually beneficial. All's good. But when you get rid of a guy like Francisco Lindor, who has been your vocal leader, your captain in a sense. I mean, he almost was named captain. He wasn't, obviously. But if when you do that, it takes away everything that you've built.
I just added a right-hand hitting young center fielder, stud starting pitcher, and one of the great leaders of our generation, Freddie Freeman.
Can he play in New York?
Can who?
The Pius.
I don't know. He played in L.A. It's not like he was playing in Bumble Bleep.
Yeah, but in L.A., he could suck and nobody cares.
Tiki, you're an IBO. Are you saying that is not a good trade for the New York Mets?
Oh, it's a great trade for the New York Mets. Oh. I'm saying for the Mets, I don't want to get rid of Francisco Lindor.
You're phrasing it incorrectly. I don't want to get rid of Francisco Lindor either. I am saying that considering what's gone on over the last 48 hours, you have to listen on everything. And so I look around baseball, and I'll be blunt. I'm not trading Francisco Lindor for prospects. I'm not interested.
No.
If that's your idea, we respectfully disagree. I don't think the Mets are in position to really blow it up and rebuild.
You say go scratch. We're not.
I say go scratch. But would I be open-minded enough to make a trade like I just described? I'm open-minded. Like, our friend's out in San Diego, and I talked to one of my buddies who I used to be roommates with, the one person I live with besides my wife. And I asked him, should I trust these people on the radio who said they heard A.J. Preller wants to go after Lindor? Mm. And he told me not to. And I said, okay, fine.
Did he also urinate in a cup?
He has done that before, yes.
you guys just don't get off the couch.
We got along very well. But the idea of the Padres going after Lindor is not crazy. Would I be interested in Xander Bogaerts and Mason Miller? No, that wouldn't be enough for me. That's why I just put together a trade that would at least intrigue me more. And I think that's where we're all different. Like, here's where I think most of us can agree. Considering the events of the last 48 hours, I think we should be open-minded to everything, including trading Lindor.
Yeah.
Where we're going to differ is what type of deal would intrigue you enough to pull the trigger. That trade I just described completely made up.
Yeah.
The veteran that helps me now, the young center fielder, and the stud pitcher. You're saying you would do that.
I mean, I would. I just don't want to get rid of Francisco Lindor.
That sounds like a great trade then, because you basically said yes and no at the same time.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because I feel like he is the valuable piece for whatever the future is for this Mets team. Whatever this offseason looks like, I think Francisco Lindor has to be a part of it.
I think that all bets are off now. I love Francisco Lindor just like I love Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso. I'm about winning and I'm about being open-minded now that a wrecking ball has been set to this team.
I almost feel like you're being somewhat defeatist because of the Lindor and the Diaz exits. But
no, I'm not being defeatist.
But no,
I'm being open-minded.
No, you're being defeatist saying, well, I mean, we already are not going to be good, so we might as well start this thing
over.
That's
not true, though.
I think...
My trade isn't starting things over, though.
I think but you're getting rid of one of the biggest pieces of your puzzle for the last four years.
But in that fake trade I made, I just added a stud starting pitcher, a stud young outfielder, and one of the great veterans of our generation.
Are Met fans sick of Lindor?
No.
Then why would they want him gone?
I don't want him gone. You're twisting my words.
I'm not.
And I promise not to yell today. I am just saying that we now have to, look.
Here's the problem, I think, with this trade in particular. What if Freddie Freeman falls off the cliff?
He's only got 2 years left on his contract.
It doesn't matter.
Cares?
What if he stinks
for
2 years?
Then it's a sunk cost.
So, is it?
Well, that contract
undercut your chances of winning.
Every trade features risk, Deke.
And Paez I mean, maybe he's good. He got freaking benched last year.
I get it.
You know, and you got a Glasnow who was a pitcher, and like, who knows what the hell happens? You could get Tommy John next season.
You sound like David Stearns. You're afraid of your shadow right now.
I mean, if it means that I'm moving off of the one of the few guarantees that I have on this roster, yes, I'm scared of my shadow.
Dude, they just moved off.
No, they didn't move
off. Pete Alonso, who was a guarantee.
It was an opportunistic exit for them. Oh, it was a chance for them to change their roster over without having to move major contracts.
What did I just describe then? I just described moving off a big contract and acquiring three pieces, all very unique and different, that can help you win today. That's what I described. Again, I am not interested, and clearly you aren't either, so we agree, in dumping Lindor for prospects.
No.
I'm not interested.
No.
But am I open-minded enough to another big market team who has other pieces so I can continue to reinvent the New York Mets? Why wouldn't I? Look, we have two choices today, Met fans. You can continue to bitch and moan and cry like I did yesterday, or you could pick yourself up and say, now what? Well, I'm in the now what stage. And I'm sorry, now what includes everything. It includes listening on Lindor. I know what you're thinking over there.
Uh-huh.
You want to make an offer too over there?
I hope you like Anthony Volpe.
I'm not interested in Anthony Volpe. My shortstop is going to come internally. Like, upon making a trade like this,
yes,
I would be giving Jet Williams an opportunity, Luis Angel Acuna, Ronnie Mauricio.
Yeah, you have plenty of options.
You're not thinking of Volpe as a second baseman, and that's your problem.
No, I'm not thinking of him as anything because he doesn't interest me.
Yeah. Ah.
If you want to interest me, I just made a fake Dodger trade.
Yeah.
You want a fake Yankee trade?
Yeah.
Ben Rice.
Okay.
Cam Schlittler. Nope. And Jason Dominguez.
Out.
Okay, then we don't have a deal.
Can't give up Schlittler in that deal.
Okay. I agree. Right. You need Cam.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'll give you Giancarlo. You can take the end of that deal.
I'm not asking for Giancarlo. Tommy, are you open-minded?
Very open-minded.
Wow.
Mm. Now,
look at you. You and I are coming. We're growing closer together as we fall apart from each other with you being promoted to primetime Tommy.
Well, because, Evan, I think you're spot on. You could either swim with the stream or against the stream, meaning you could cry about what David Stearns is doing or you could get on board with it. If they're going to be open-minded to all these changes, I'm going to be open-minded to it. I like your Dodger trade. Could they call the Padres for Tatis and Mason Miller, though? Is that just something that's just too much for Lindor? Or is just Tatis just not on the table?
Look, here's the issue that we're going to run into. There are people listening who hate my Dodger trade. I can't sit here in good conscience and just make up fake trades that clearly benefit the New York Mets. Yeah. I am going to try, we all should, to be honest about things. Like, I would assume from a Dodger perspective, they would look at Pajas, Glasnow, and the last 2 years of Freeman and say, why not? Mm-hmm. We're getting Lindor. The San Diego Padres are not trading Fernando Tatis Jr. for Lindor. If anything, we'd have to put in more. It would have to be Lindor plus to get Tatis based on his age, his contract, the great potential he still possesses. So I get it. We all want Tatis Jr. I just don't think that's really a part of this. If we're listening on Lindor.
Yeah, he's 26, 27. He's young.
Right. So it would be Lindor plus to make a trade like that. And I think that, believe it or not, David Stearns is probably listening. Because clearly he has decided something I disagreed with, something Tommy disagreed with. He decided to take a wrecking ball to the New York Mets. I don't like it, but it's happened. And so all we can do about it is say, this is what we would do now.
Yeah.
And so I think they have to listen on Lindor.
Yeah, they only if this is the money side of this is really becoming something that's in Steve Cohen's craw, that I'm spending too much money, 340, 50, whatever it is, every single season, and we're not close.
I don't think it's about money, Tiki. I really don't. I think it's about the way they value players. And so a part of the appeal of Simeon for Nimmo was the shortness of the contract and the defensive skills that Simeon has. I think a part of the Alonso thing, which we've known for a while, is they never wanted to give him a 4 or 5 year deal. Mm. So I think in a trade like I just described, it would be, yes, scrubbing yourself of a longer term deal in Lindor and bringing on big money deals, but shorter big money deals, which is exactly what Freddie Freeman and Tyler Glasnow are.
Have you thought about what this does to Juan Soto if you trade Francisco Lindor?
Why am I thinking about Juan Soto right now? He's on my team. He's in the corner.
Because, Evan, the fan base is on, what would you call it, full tilt right now?
Yes.
If you then turn around and also add trading Lindor to this, doesn't the perception be Juan Soto spent a year there and wanted all these guys out?
Sean, I'm glad you used the P word, perception. Do you think, based on the last 48 hours, David Stearns and Steve Cohen give a rat's ass about the perception of the New York Mets?
I don't think they do. But we know that that was out there about Soto making the Marte comment and Francisco Lindor caring about fashion and all that. Now, if you move Lindor, that is different than moving off Alonso and Diaz, and it becomes Juan Soto didn't want Lindor here. And I don't think you want to put Juan Soto in year two of that contract in that kind of spot with the fan base.
It's a way to judge absorbing what is considered a long or bad contract. Is would you sign this player to this free agent contract? So in the case of Lindor, he's 32 years old. This is his age 32 season, prime of his career. He's been a wonderful Met, still very good defensively. I thought had a down defensive year last year, but still overall, I'm not worried.
Right.
He makes $31 million every year for the next 6 years. So would a 32-year-old Lindor in free agency get 6 years, $189 million? And my answer is
probably yeah.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what he would get.
Right.
So if you agree with that, then that is not a bad contract.
Right, for the acquiring team.
Right.
That's not what even I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Mets and what they're losing in when they lose Francisco Lindor. Or, more importantly, since you've already lost Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz, how are you replacing all of this production?
Well, they've got work to do that now anyway. I think when it comes to Diaz, as much as people don't want to hear it, they replaced him with Devin Williams.
Right.
And we have to kind of put that in a corner for now.
You have to trust that Devin Williams is going to be the Devin Williams prior to the end of 24 and then 25.
Yes. And I know that's tough to do,
right,
but that's what they're banking on. When it comes to the offense, yeah, they just lost Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. They've got to replace that too. But 6 years, 189 or 6 years, 194 is what's remaining for Francisco Lindor. Another guy who's clearly available, according to Jeff Passan, and I think in a very similar vein to the way I just described Lindor, is Corey Seager. Because the way Jeff Passan described it was, they're listening, and they would need a compelling offer.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers are not looking to dump Corey Seager. And what I find very interesting about Seager is he is 32 in April. Lindor is 32 now. He'll be 33 in November. So they're the same age.
Yeah.
Lindor a few months older.
Yeah, year 32 season.
Seager as well has 6 years left on his contract, and instead of making 32.4, makes 31.5. Mm. So they basically have the exact same contract. 6 years, 189 for Seager, 6 years, 194 for Lindor, and they're the same age. So the marketplace would be filled with two guys who play the same position at the same age on the same contract. Who would you prefer? And I guess the best person to ask is you and Sean, because I'm a Met fan, I'm biased.
Right.
But if you were going to acquire one of those two guys, and that's where we bring the Yankee fan into this discussion, I know Lindor may not feel realistic because of the Met-Yankee dynamics, but Corey Seager is. Which one would you prefer?
I'd prefer Francisco Lindor. Because I just view Lindor as the white whale the Yankees been chasing, is somebody I could just plug in that leadoff spot that feels like it's been a constant hole for the Yankees. Lindor hitting leadoff for the Yankees, to me, would be as close to perfect as you can
get. I think I would agree. And I know Seager, but I feel not as familiar with him. I feel like I know what I'm getting when I get Francisco
Lindor.
Well,
the key with Lindor, and I think this is to me, as if I try to be an IBO, is that he plays every day and Corey Seager always has injuries.
Right.
Corey Seager is unreliable. Francisco Lindor
is. And that's likely only going to get worse as he gets older.
Yes.
And so Lindor it is.
And
but he's not getting traded to the Yankees.
Who? Lindor?
Lindor.
No, I mean, look, we get the Yankee-Met dynamics. We can have fun with it here on Sports Talk Radio. It's probably not happening. And no, there's no interest in a change of scenery Lindor for Seager swap, because that would do nothing for me. That wouldn't be the purpose of this.
It would make you worse.
Well, it would just be rearranging.
And you can't have Seager and Semien both after Texas, just looking at Texas's middle of the infield.
Well, you can't have Lindor and Nimmo as teammates again?
I'm just saying,
Yeah, probably that.
No, that is not a real thing. It's more that it is interesting that these two elite-level shortstops on the same contract at the same age, both may be in that same zone of, we're listening. We're definitely not going to trade him.
But
we
haven't heard that from about Lindor yet.
No, but I think you should use your noggin. They just let Alonso and Diaz go.
Yeah, but they were.
I mean, they
were opportunistic because they were free. They were free.
So why wouldn't it be opportunistic to take advantage?
Because he's not free, and he has a no trade clause. It's not easy.
Brandon Nimmo wasn't free and had a no trade clause.
I think Brandon Nimmo quickly understood that the Mets didn't want him anymore.
Well, wouldn't that be the case if the Mets are listening on Lindor?
Okay, but it makes sense with Nimmo, but it doesn't make sense not to want
Francisco Lindor. Correct?
Yes, it makes sense to not want him, but it also makes sense to listen in a way that can make you better.
Yeah, listening is different than actively trying to move him. They were actively trying to move Nimmo.
Yeah, I think you got to phrase it the right way. Like, I don't want to get rid of Lindor, but I think where we are in Metland is you have to be open-minded to everything. Mm. I'd listen on offers. And if that got out and Lindor was offended, I'd say, guess what? Too bad.
Right.
You won 83 games last year. Like, what do you want me to tell
you?
Yeah,
we got to do something different.
We're going to listen on everybody. No one's above that except for Soto. I'm not listening on Soto.
Not? What about Cam Schlittler? You want him so bad.
Shut your mouth over there. Mm-hmm. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Angel in the Bronx. What's going on today, Angel?
Hello, gentlemen. Feeling a little better about everything going on with the Mets and stuff. I do not like all this Lindor talk, only because he's my favorite player, but I feel like at this point, you got to entertain it. But Mason Miller and Xander Bogaerts, no, I don't want Bogaerts. He's the worst player. Mason Miller, I'll consider with somebody else. I love Andy Pollard. I think that would be a great solution for center field. He can play.
As long as you can get past, and I think a lot of Met fans would have a tough time doing it, the Dodger factor.
Yeah.
I think what you've got to realize about the Dodgers is they are light years ahead of the Mets. They're light years ahead of everybody. And instead of just whining about it, you take advantage of it. Because there are only a few teams in baseball that would be willing or able to accept a six-year, $194 million, 32-year-old shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dodgers are one of them.
Yeah.
Which is why I'd be open to talking to them. But it would have to be something that makes me better now right. And in the future.
Why we keep throwing Mason Miller into this, by the way? What makes you think the Padres want to move off of this? He's electric.
So the reason Mason Miller's name is brought up, as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's a couple of guys in San Diego. I think it's an Odyssey station.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned that they had heard A.J. Preller, his white whale is Francisco Lindor, and would love to get him. And that was kind of their idea of a trade,
which was
Xander Bogaerts and Mason Miller.
Got
Mason
it.
Miller would be the appealing piece. Xander Bogaerts would be the what the hell am I doing piece. Because Xander Bogaerts not only stinks, right. He's got a contract that far exceeds Lindor in terms of length.
Right.
So that's one of
so
those deals.
You basically just want to dump him off to the Mets.
Right.
And then as an incentive, we'll give you Mason Miller.
And there, it's almost
that
like...
That makes no sense, though, even from the Padres standpoint.
No, it makes sense for the Padres. Are you kidding me? They get a better player. They get Lindor.
Yeah, but you get rid of one of the electric closers in baseball.
Well, that's the price of doing business. That's the uncomfortable... Like, trades are uncomfortable,
Tiki. Dude, those gas, man.
Tiki, you know what I'm learning about you?
What's that?
You don't like uncomfortable trades.
I see the way you're talking about these. I also don't see a team like the Padres who are... It's hard to say they're close because they're really never going to get over the Dodgers. We know that.
But nobody is.
Exactly. but they're kind of close to the Dodgers.
Right.
So if you get rid of one of the elite, potentially elite for the next half a decade, closers in baseball, like, what are you doing?
I know what you're doing. I have figured you out and I respect it.
What's that?
I love you and I think you're a smart guy. You could never be a baseball general manager.
Mm.
Because when this is the trade I always love to bring up. It was a long time ago. And so I'll give you the context. He took this young stud named Jesus Montero,
mm-hmm.
who I don't think is with us anymore, right?
I'm pretty sure he just passed.
All right. Well, God rest his soul.
Right.
He was the next Miguel Cabrera. I remember Sean saying that once. Right-handed slugger. And before he was disproven as a young star,
right.
He was traded for another young star, a pitcher named Michael Pineda. And based on everything you're saying right now, you'd be like, why would the Mariners do this?
Yes.
Why would the Yankees do this? Because trades are uncomfortable, bro. Like, yeah, if you want something good, you got to give up something good. If the Mets are going to get Tarek Skubal, I got news for you. They're going to give up a lot of good stuff.
He's going to the Dodgers.
Probably so.
As you predicted.
As I have predicted.
Not reported. Predicted.
Predicted. So I think what I'm learning about you is these when they're uncomfortable for both sides,
yes.
That means it's good, dude.
It does, but it also makes me uncomfortable. So that's the problem. That's why you're right. I wouldn't be a good general manager
in
baseball.
I know.
And it's funny. Like in football, I can get callous.
Right.
I could just get, this is all about you being a baller. That's all that matters. Baseball, for some reason, it feels more personal.
I know. I've already heard it. You're like, but he's so good. He throws so hard. He's so electric. Lindor, he's this. He's that. Like, there's no trade you'd like because you like everybody.
That's true.
And
at least the people we're talking about.
And I'm telling you, it's all uncomfortable. Like, if there is ever a deal that fits what David Stearns wants, or in this case, what I want or Tommy wants, no one's saying it wouldn't be uncomfortable to trade him. We all love him. We all appreciate him. Just like we all loved Brandon Nimmo and appreciated Brandon Nimmo. But I think we are living in a new world in which you should be open on everything. Matt's in Manhattan. What's up, Matt?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
All's good.
So I want to just preface this by saying I am a big Mets fan, and I am, I think, in the minority here. And before I make my main point, Evan, I took yesterday to kind of like process it, and I did listen to a lot of what you've had to say. And I want to focus on two points that you've made, which one is you assumed that when Steve Cohen took over, we were not going to be losing our guys anymore, is one. And two is about being more like the Dodgers. And I think, as a baseball guy, you're going to know the answer to this easily, but did you tell me two players that the Dodgers let walk at the end of the 2021 season?
Corey Seager. I mean, we just talked about him. Yeah. He's a perfect example.
They let Corey Seager and Kenley Jansen walk.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
Those are two guys that were franchise legends, guys that I'm sure kids and people and fans were emotional to see let go, and by not willing to meet Texas' offer on Seager, that allowed them to sign Freddie Freeman at the end of the offseason, which nobody saw coming because everyone thought he was going back to Atlanta. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's the exact same situation, but,
you know, if we come to pitchers and catchers and Stearns has done nothing, I'm going to be just as up in arms as everybody else. But I think I took some time to really look at like what the Dodgers do, and the Dodgers are the same in that they do play hardball on their own guys.
Matt, you're right. I think it's a great point. It absolutely is. The L.A. Yeah. Dodgers, and there are other examples of this. It's not even with their own guys, but guys they trade for and then let walk. Like, they traded for Trey Turner, and they let him walk. They traded for Max Scherzer. They let him walk. I think they tried to keep Max. They just wasn't able to. So I get that the Dodgers have done this, and you mentioned Kenley Jansen and Corey Seager, in which they did it with their own players. I think there's a couple of big differences for now. One of the big differences is the Dodgers won a World Series in 2020. I know we don't like to count that World Series, but they did win it. And I think sometimes when you win a championship, you are going to give your front office just a little bit more wiggle room.
Right.
And it's also easier to see this today. Right now, as Met fans, it's tough to know what the future is. And the other thing is...
Well, the immediate history is not a championship.
Right.
That's the problem.
Absolutely.
That's what kind of not invalidates, because his point was spot on.
He's right about the Dodgers,
But it changes the perspective because you just won.
Yes.
And you knew that... Is it worth overpaying for these guys in free agency or just let them walk?
Well,
the answer was, we're going to walk, let them walk, because we have bigger fish that we have, a bigger plan that we need to get to.
But I think the other thing is, and I hope you'll back me up on this, I know we did a million conversations about Alonso and Diaz in the last 48 hours. I would venture to say that 5 to 10% of the conversation on my end was about homegrown and Met legacies. It was about them being good ball players.
Right.
So I know some will only hear the homerific, my favorite player part of the conversation, but I promise you 95% of my anger came from they lost the best closer in the sport.
Yeah.
My anger came from Pete Alonso's one of the most reliable sluggers in the sport.
Right. So it is about being homegrown with Pete. It is about the emotion that Edwin Diaz provided because of how good he was. But ultimately, it's because they were the top of the line.
That was what bothered me the most.
Of course.
Especially losing Diaz to the Dodgers.
Because then you have to replace that. And replacing that is not just, oh, okay, well, this guy's available. Well, he was, but he's not anymore. Talking about Schwarber. But, I mean, you did kind of replace him with a pretty good closer, Edwin Diaz, with a pretty good closer, though.
They did. Devin Wade. In theory, they did. But you also look around, like... I use the Yankees as an example in this regard. The Yankees have done nothing. We all know that. They're sitting around. They've done nothing. They haven't lost anybody yet either. They've done nothing.
Oh, we got Trent Grisham.
And everybody, but he was on your team last year, bro.
Diaz was on your team last year. You lost him.
This is the point I'm actually trying to make. The point I'm actually trying to make is the Yankees have done nothing. They're the same. Everyone around them is getting better.
Right. Well, now, they're not the same because they don't have Cody yet.
Well, not yet, but they haven't lost him yet.
Yeah, true.
The Mets have literally lost players and gotten worse. While teams around them get better. So the Mets have created a greater hole by only losing their players, but teams around them getting better. The Yankees haven't created a hole yet because they haven't lost anybody.
Eighth inning guy's gone.
But exactly.
You didn't even attempt to sign him, though. There wasn't an interest in
him. True, but there's also the fact that the teams around them are getting better.
That's the point. So you've got teams... But that's my point.
The Blue Jays
teams around both the Mets and the Yankees are getting better.
You don't
that's
think the
bad.
Royals got better?
Yeah, but hold on. I'm finishing the point.
The Mets also never offered Pete or Edwin a deal like the Yankees.
All right, I'm just going to move on. You guys don't care. Let's go to Ken on Long. Let's go to Ken on Long. You didn't listen to my point.
Don't talk about our team.
What's up, Ken? How are you?
What's up?
Hey, guys. Ed, I'm definitely in the get over stage. I'll take you through it, and I'll get to my main point right after that. I called about Diaz, and we lost Diaz. I said, take that trumpet, stick with the sun, don't shine. I took that trumpet out, put it down David Stern's mouth the next day. Now it's out of his mouth. Now what? So, and I know you shot it down already, but let me cook for a sec. The only answer is Tatis. You bring in Tatis, it's sexy, and they're flirting. The hot girl's flirting with you. You don't let her go. And my offer would be two or three out of the following four guys. Acuna Jr., Ramir, Ewing, and Clifford. You tell me with Lindor and two or three of those guys, they don't explore that at all?
For Tatis Jr.? I want to make sure that's what you're saying.
Yes.
I think that's where you would wake up San Diego. If it's Lindor plus and you included three top prospects, then maybe that would be the kind of move that would make the Padres intrigued, because what they can tell their fan base is, hey, don't worry, we just replaced this great young player with this superstar future Hall of Famer and also loaded up on prospects. So, yeah, I think you have definitely intrigued A.J. Preller and the Padres if they're open to trading him.
If. But I don't think they are.
There's no indication that they are.
There's no indication.
Let's go to Zach in Berkeley Heights. What's up, Zach?
Evan Tiki, what's up, guys?
All's well.
I have a similar point to the person two callers ago. I called you weeks back, and I mentioned that I think Pete Alonso is the worst first baseman fielding-wise in the game. And, you know, trying to make you feel better, but knowing that it's probably, you know, not necessary. You're going to have your own opinions, and you will speak for the fans. You have a big voice, and you have a job. But I think when you look at, and you can say it year by year, it's been disappointment after disappointment. And at some point in time, you have to move on and find a solution to all these problems. And I think that's what Stearns is doing. I think Diaz in particular, it's something I'm losing sleep over because it seems like they were unprepared for that. But I think with the other guys, they're doing, and I do think they're going to make a trade here there tomorrow. I think they're doing things that are going to be better for the team, and we're all going to be excited about it.
I hope you're right. Yeah. I mean, I'm
easy to say that.
I'm glad you're optimistic. I've racked my brain over the last 24 hours thinking, what do I even want to see them do? You know, I think we made very clear what we wanted the teams to do before the offseason, and now a lot of it's out the window because Diaz and Alonso are gone, and I think where I'm struggling, Teague, is I look at the rest of free agency and the guys who I think are available via trade, and there's nothing that, like, jumps out at me as, oh.
As game-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, as franchise-changing, as this guy is the piece that's going to slot in and make this team gel and ultimately get us to a World Series. It does. That person's not there.
I don't think it's a person. I think it's probably a multitude of moves that make you feel better about the roster. But I'll tell you something else that went through my mind yesterday, and this is really skipping ahead. I don't know if they're getting a big bat. I almost doubt that they will. What's the big bat that comes in? Which means Juan Soto's naked. He has no protection. So under the world,
I didn't think about that.
He's got no. I mean, literally, right. He's going to walk 1,000 times next season. Why would you face him?
So naked with no protection. Huh?
That's right. Mm. That's a very dangerous. That's how you were born,
that is
Sean.
Very dangerous.
That's disgusting.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say that's how your daughters were born, but yeah. I didn't want to do that. So no. I'm with you being born.
My Sean, dad always Sean, leaves his shirt on.
Your parents had to have had, you know.
I'm aware. I don't need my dad nude. His chest is gross.
So you don't want to think about it even though you know it happened?
Do you want to think about it?
No, I don't want to think about it. But guess what? My parents told me the story 500 times. I know how I was created.
What do you mean?
They told me the story that they had plans that night. There was a snowstorm. Their friends canceled. And they made sweet love on a red couch. I know this.
Time out. Wow. You can't even talk about sports going forward. What do you mean they told you?
They told me the story.
Did you
they
ask?
They told you when you were conceived.
They told me this story 100 times.
Oh, God.
We had plans with our friends. There was a snowstorm. And then, yes, on the red couch, we made love.
Stop it.
Yes.
I don't give a crap what we talk about the rest of the day. We're getting to the bottom of this right now. Why did they tell you more than once to 100 times? And number two, did you ask or did they come out with it?
I never asked. They
so
told
how
me,
did it even come up?
Because they've told me the story.
No. But
how does that come up?
Do you want to know the night you were created?
Nobody sits down for dinner and has the parents go, you want to know what I did to your mother and how you came around?
And I said, I don't want to know. And they told me anyway.
What? This explains so much.
I know.
The red couch is kind of ironic, though, isn't it?
What happened to the red couch?
Well, I have red hair. So.
What happened to the red couch, though?
Oh, I mean, hopefully it was burned. Hope it's not around anymore.
Oh, my God.
I forgot what the sports point was.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
I know. It doesn't.
Your parents told you 100 times how you would conceive. You know how disgusting that is?
Mm. Actually, I remember the sports point, but it feels weird to say it now.
Go for it.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
I said that right now the lineup has Juan Soto naked and alone.
Yeah.
Okay? Assuming Lindor is on this roster and they add, you know, whomever, Cody Bellinger, Okamoto, whatever. Juan Soto's the leadoff hitter. I mean, what are we doing? If they're going to walk him 500 times, at least let him lead off innings. And
you think
then
he would want that?
I don't care what he wants.
I know, but you think he would want that?
Because
it seems like he's resisted that in the past.
I don't know that. I don't know what he wants. I assume he prefers to hit two or three. But I was on this band last year about Soto leading off. I am more on it now because if he's not going to have protection, you may as well lean into it and say, fine, put him on base. Runner on first, nobody out, your chances of scoring increase. as opposed to two outs and nobody on in a guy.
Oh, I mean, if Lindor is still here, Lindor, in theory, can protect him.
Yeah, by batting second. Exactly.
Right.
Soto one, Lindor two. You spoke my language. Mm. That's how I would line it up.
Do you think that when Pete signed with the Orioles, they followed up by saying they're going to separate him, Adley Rutschman, and Gunnar Henderson by every two batters?
You know, like have one of them bat seven?
Yeah. That was a Tommy Lugauer idea, and that's a great idea. Over the next week and a half, we should celebrate
yes.
all of Tommy's most wonderful ideas as part of the Evan and Tiki
what
program.
Was hard what, no.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was going to say, you had Pete's response.
Hard no.
Hard no.
Hey, Pete, did you want to come back on a 3-year contract?
Hard no.
Hey, Pete, do you think David Stearns liked you?
Hard no.
If David Stearns was burning in a fire, Pete, would you save him?
Hard no.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's all truthful.
Pete, do you want to watch videotapes of Evan Roberts' parents conceiving him?
Hard no.
And by the way, Sean, you just created a new job for yourself. Tommy as well.
Oh, God.
We will now count down the greatest Tommy Lugauer opinions over the last 2.5 years.
Well, hold on.
I don't know if it's opinions, just moments.
Moments?
Yeah. Call it moments. Memorable moments. You can't call them greatest opinions because he's never had one.
Shut up.
Start Dart wasn't a great opinion?
That's true.
In hindsight, yes.
I gave him his flowers for that.
Come on, man.
Mm. You're right. You're right. All right, so he had one.
Yes, he did.
I'm not saying they're all going to be great. There's going to be some loony bins in there. But nevertheless, I mean, you can't say they were all bad. But yeah, splitting up the Met hitters by 2 or 3 spots. And then him sitting there telling Pete Alonso at the Cadillac Club.
Hey, Pete, what do you think about that?
That's actually my favorite Tommy Lugauer moment.
Because we legitimately asked Pete, what do you think about that? And he said exactly what you're hearing.
Hard no.
Hard no.
Is Joe Burrow inevitably going to be a New York Jet? We'll get to it coming up a little bit later on. Plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. What should the Mets do next? And also, how accurate were we with our Pete Alonso signing date and contract predictions? We'll get that answer soon as well. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.